Patriots. It is Friday, and I swear I just said it was Monday. These weeks go by so fast these days, it's incredible. And in the latest, absolute latest news, breaking right out of the chute, you just need to hear this. Here it comes. Yes, Joe Biden is still your hand puppet president. Yep, that's what I tell you. That's your Friday morning. You're like, oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Needed that. No putting whiskey in the coffee to get over that moment. Just drink your coffee and smile. That's all it is. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can go get yourself a MyPillow. You can get yourself some MySheets. Get yourself some MyComforters. And you can support one of the greatest CEOs in our history, Mike Lindell, who's a patriot, loves God, has Christ on his heart, tells people openly, and makes the left lose their mind, which in itself is... Yeah, that's glorious. Yep, the left, the cancel culture, have tried to take away his company. They tried to do it by reducing his sales by $65 million, but Mike just keeps fighting. He doesn't bow at all. So we're going to help him out. You're going to use the Bards code, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S. Swing on over there and buy a bunch of my pillows and my blankets and my comforters and my sheets and my towels and my doggy beds. But most importantly, make sure you got yourself a pair of my slippers, because on the 27th of August in St. Charles, Missouri, at the Bards Fest, Mike Lindell will be speaking, and we will have our moment of celebration of the slipper revolution, where patriots around the world will assemble and pull out their slippers and prepare to slipper slap anybody that does not understand the rules of the road. Love God and love country. And there you go. And now you have your marching orders. So get on over there. Get yourself some My Slippers. Use the Bards code B-A-R-D-S. B-A-R-D-S. Oh, and by the way, just thought I'd mention it to you. My Pillow has contributed over $20,000 so far to, yes, you heard it, Bards Fest. What an amazing company. So let's get and support them, and let's rock and roll this thing. And that's mypillow.com. That's the Bards code B-A-R-D-S. And if you want to talk to a real person, you call 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. And all that information is right below the podcast in case you get lost. You can look down there and go, look at that. Bards put it there for me. Yep, we did. And we made it easy. And there you go. And off to the races. Well, Patriots, it is a Friday morning. And it's an early Friday morning on my coast because it's 5:12. And I was sitting here this morning saying, I wonder what we should go over today. And I was thinking, you know, what a nice, better thing to do than to read part of the Sermon on the Mount. I just think that's fitting. Matthew 5. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. What an amazing time we live, in which so much of what is said is revealed, and so much of what is given is in Scripture is now shown in the world. We live at a time right now that our strength comes from the foreknowledge of knowing that as we follow Christ, there will be more persecution against us. And that's not something to fear, but something to celebrate. for it's the path in which God gave us to do and to, in which to hold this land, to occupy this land, and to expand the kingdom in the end. We are in a time right now that the strength of truth is the banner in which we have to walk under. And as we press that truth forward, we have to understand that with that there's going to come some consequences. The world doesn't want to hear truth these days. The world wants to be comforted. It wants to be told everything's going to be okay. It wants to be told that it wants to be told that things are going to get all better. Just like when you fall down and you're a child and you look down and you have a scratch and your mom comes up and gives you a hug and says, it's okay, and puts a Band-Aid on it. That's what the world wants to hear. But the world's gone off the rails. And instead of seeking God, which was the easy solution to all of this, they took another route. And the route took them away from God. And they're celebrating now, feeling great. They know that they've had this injection. The world is getting back to normal. COVID now is being discussed in the past tense. Oh, the COVID time was so difficult, they say. Oh, there were so many people that were difficult. They were having difficulties under COVID. The stresses of COVID, the challenges of COVID. But we made it. We made it. And of course, you can even add today, you can add things like, I got my free donut. I got my free beer. I put my name in the lottery. I got my free joint. I got my lap dance. All of these things because you were able to get a shot to solve it all. Pink Floyd wrote a song, Comfortably Numb, years ago. It's part of the Wall series. And I don't know if you've seen that film, but the whole issue of the shot was simply to get him through to the show, to make him comfortably numb, so that the realities of the world would not be around him. The irony is that his transformation led him to becoming a fascist, Hitlerite type on the stage, through the shot. That the world lost its meaning and its purpose. And it was drugs that were able to keep him comfortably numb. The ironies are pretty profound. When we talk about a day today when drugs are a pervasive problem in our culture. Youth are using drugs. Adults are using drugs. They turn to drugs. They turn to the bottle, many. Have turned to drugs and turned to the bottle to deal with stresses of being locked in, stresses of not having a job, stresses of family. One of the things that happened with COVID is relationships, marriages that were together, built on their false premise, were now forced to confront each other. They were forced to live together side by side for a while to see who each was really, to see the true nature of who people were. And that has been devastating on some. To realize that the person they're with, they really don't have a lot in common with. The shot itself has divided families in half. Some running to the shot, some running to God. The sad part about all of this is there was a step that everyone should have made. Not just some, but everyone. And that first step was to turn to God in all of this first. But in our world these days, God has become an option. It's like an upgrade or a special version of the car. No, I'm sorry. I would prefer not to have the sport edition that includes God, if you would. I would much rather get the advanced edition over here that has the four-wheel drive package, but please don't include that special extra package with the surround sound and God in it, please. That would not be what I'd want on this. That's what God's become. And if we look now at all of the pieces of the puzzle that are starting to evolve before us, we realize how smart the enemy is and how dumb so much of society has become. Where is this war waged from? You've heard me say this many times. In the best of analysis, I never saw it coming, and I can tell you I speak for many very good analysts. We never saw the war coming through the medical industry. Because all of us misunderstood what medicine was. Medicine was the greatest illusion of the whole thing. Because if we understand truly what healing is, we begin to understand truly who we are. Medicine transitioned healing to a visit to your doctor, a trust in a man to fix your problems, a reliance on a drug or a shot delivered by the pharmaceutical company, and a dependence upon the man-made structures to supposedly keep us healthy, not realizing that the whole time everything that they were doing was all about corrupting the perfection of what was standing there before the doctor, God's creation, that was first spirit and second body. We have assumed the physical form and grabbed onto that physical form as if it is the only form, forgetting first and foremost that we are in spirit first, and it's through that we are connected with God. Now we continue to unravel the model, as the model has been shown increasingly over the last months. Each bit of research takes us down further as we look at what this injection is doing. Each bit of research has a little bit of truth that leads us deeper into this rabbit hole. We watch how the media attacks, and we see where the media goes after what things it tries to suppress and who they try to disparage, and more rabbit holes are opened up. We listen to the things that they're talking about, the excitement, the advertisements that they're creating. More truth opens up, and the picture becomes very clear increasingly. And that line has never been more clear if you've had eyes to see. Before us sits a fork in the road, the biggest fork in humanity's history. To one side of the fork is the vision of the fallen. That vision that humanity will worship them as they want them to worship. No free will. That choice is now to invert everything that God created, to defile everything God created as in the days of Noah. That pathway leads to what we call transhumanism. To get there, though, they can't just spray it in the air. They can't just put it in your water. They need to get to the blood, and they need to get to the DNA. They need to get inside of you. And the best part about this whole project for them is all they have to do is get humankind to agree to it with their free will. To agree with their free will that they will give up their free will forever. And once that's done, the contract is legal. And humanity makes its choice. And where does that contract show up? It shows up at the injection center. It shows up at your local pharmacy. It shows up at your local Walmart. It shows up, and this is the best one, at your church, where your church turned itself into an injection center and worked on behalf of the fallen. And what's that contract say? Not a lot, just some key words. That I will assume all responsibilities, any consequences that result from this injection. By free will, I accept whatever you put into me. Whatever it will do to me by my free will, I accept that willingly. And I sign, you sign the name away. And in that moment, that person takes a step and they step off the path and they go into the wide gate. And they go into the path of obedience, of servitude, of willful enslavement. On the other path, then, is this other vision. The path, the wide gate, leads to something called transhumanism. It's where the technology of man is embedded within us. It's where everything is controlled, your thought, your body, your motion. But it's not sold like that. It's like this. We will be able to retune and calibrate specific elements of your mRNA, your RNA, tell your DNA how to operate better so that we can address specific diseases. Missing the part that we created. They always leave that little piece out. We'll be able to go after cancer that we created. We'll be able to go after the sicknesses of autism that we created. We'll be able to go after Alzheimer's that we created. You see? We'll be able to go after the worst disease of all, that you were a child of God, and that you had a spirit and a soul, and that you are a greater being than we are, because that's how God created you. But we can't let you know that, and you have not ever accepted that, so it's easy for us. Now we have to cure the greatest disease of all, that you were God's children. And then you will become what we created. What an amazing sleight of hand that's happened right before us. On the other side, what have we discovered about medicine? What has been happening in the last weeks that has come to be a bigger picture? Why the magnetism? Why so many heart problems? What's happening with the blood-brain barrier? Why the spike protein breaks that down? What about frequencies? And the picture starts to evolve. They didn't just start this now. They started this way back, well over 120 years ago, when they changed the frequency of music from 432 to 440. Why? It didn't make sense till recently. It started to come together because the frequency of 432 is the frequency of the heart. The frequency of 440 is the frequency of the mind. It's a war for your mind, but it's a war to conquer your heart. Because the heart is the engine of the perfect body, this perfect creation which God created. The heart is an electromagnetic engine that runs this entire system. It's the bridge between us and God. So why the spike proteins? Because they can break down that protective barrier between the body and the mind. Why the nanotech? Because it begins to feed on the frequencies and the vibrations that are produced by the heart that run the body engine. And why the fear? Because the fear affects the frequencies and the magnetic vibrations of the heart. It lowers them. And what happens? Nanotech is able to attach onto that, feed on it, run with it, and drain you down, drain your entire core energy system down. Little by little, it's sucking the energy life out of the creation that God gave. It brings you to a lower state of existence. And once it gets there, it will keep you there. You will never rise again. It's like the addict. It has all these hopes and dreams in their mind, but they can't get past that next injection, that next snort, that next inhale. They'll tell you great stories. Oh my, will they tell you great stories? I'm just having a little rough patch here. I just had some trouble when I was young, and this is how I dealt with it. But I just have a little rough patch. I'll get over it. And then I'm going to go back to school. And then I'm going to get a good job, and I'm going to get a house, and I'm going to get my degree, or I'm going to go back and I'm going to start doing things again. Uh-huh. If you don't mind, could you just help me out this one time? Uh-huh. And the cycle, that spiral down to the bottoms and the pits of hell begins again, over and over and over. Those that took the injection are now on that cycle. They haven't realized it yet, but they will. And their addiction isn't the injection yet. It's coming. That first addiction was fear. Because that's the one thing that God told us and has told us over and over and over, over 366 times in some versions of the Bible. Fear not. Fear not. Why was that so important? Because it had to do with our frequencies, our vibrations, and our energies. Because when you accept fear, it affects them all. It breaks down the shield, the protection that God gave us. And what's protecting us? What's the key part of our system that is protecting? The heart, the engine, the bridge to God. An electromagnetic engine that's running inside of us. Yesterday's headline. Surprise, shock, 800 new cases of heart damage because of the injection. Wednesday's announcement to the world because the press was so frenzied when Dr. Tenpenny spoke in front of the Ohio legislature. What did they grab onto? Why of all the things in that hour testimony did they grab onto these two things, magnetism and 5G? Because magnetism affects the heart. It gets right to the core of God's engine. And if you can control that engine, and you can weaken that engine, you can break the blood-brain barrier, you can get your nanotech into the brain, and you can run the brain. And the brain will overrun the body. You will not move beyond your physical existence. You will hold a steady state. Oh, but remember those frequencies again, that 432 to 440? Remember that? That change in 1905? That change when they forced the change of tuning from A432 to A445 or for A440? Yeah, that was kind of important. We just missed that until recently. We put it all together. What was it? A4032 was the frequency of the heart. A440 was the frequency of the mind. We have always been about becoming greater than who we are. We have always been greater than who we've realized. And as we've walked this earth and we've tried to reclaim that place where we were in the beginning, perfection, God gave us his Son, Christ. And he taught us, he guided us into the places of humility and reminding us of who we were. You are the salt of the earth, for if salt was lost, has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You're the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that you may see the good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Yes, we are the salt and the light. As long as we don't become something that God never intended us to be. As long as we don't choose that path where we choose another version of humanity, human 2.0, transhumanism, then we do light what little light is left and we put it under a basket. And our salt does lose its flavor because we become all the same. The Borg, the hive mind. And what do you do with salt if it has no flavor other than to trample it under your feet? Because then all you become is a herd. Part of that herd immunity, you just become another tagged ear walking in that herd ready for slaughter. And then God gave us the greatest gift of all, a painful gift, one that's hard even today to reflect upon. But what it did was it won the war. If we would accept one thing, his son was sacrificed. All we had to do is accept Christ in our heart. And with that, we were remade and reborn. But if you reject Christ, that walk in life is a lonely walk. So there are many now that have accepted another form of salvation. And this always gets people upset when I say this, because they say, well, no. They've accepted Christ in their heart. They're saved. I don't know. I honestly don't know. And I don't speak this way, because when you take the injection and it modifies your DNA and it changes the nature of who you are and it affects the frequencies that connect you with God, I'm not saying you don't have salvation. The question is, when do you get it? How long are you going to be held in that state? Because if your energies are driven lower, and if the mechanism that bridges us with God is through our heart and it's damaged, seems like it's getting more and more difficult, that river is getting wider and wider. And to get back to where they need to be gets harder and harder. And therein is where I believe the greatest gift and miracle yet to be seen now sits before us. Two people begin at the headwaters of a river. They hold hands because the river's width is just a few inches. It's a trickle. It's where it begins. And that's how we begin this journey. And as we walked, some decided that, no, I'm not going to walk on that path of God. I'm going to let you walk on that bank, and I'm going to walk my own bank. And they did. And as we walked along that bank, that river got wider. And we could see them as we got further down the river. And now we're way down the river right now. And man, it is a long ways across that river. And we're headed into the terminal point of the river. The ocean sits before us. And that bank that they're on, it's a long ways away. And the current is deep. There's undertows, there's eddies. And the water's cold. And now some are beginning to realize that they shouldn't have been on that side. That they took the wrong path. But they want to get back. They have to make the choice. But we know how to swim. And there's the greatest gift of all. Because as we are reminded, we are the light of the world. We are the beacons that will bring them home. We are the force, the power, the change that brings them back to God. People need to make the choice for themselves, and God has put them in a place now where, as this continues forward, they will be confronted with what they have done. That is accountability. And the only way to salvation is to begin first with accountability of the life that you have and the acceptance of the things you have done. And so for so many, they now have to return to that place of the beginning once again. Yes, they accepted Christ in their heart for some, but it wasn't true. It wasn't a true love, and it wasn't a true trust in God. For others that are wandering, that are now realizing that, oh, this isn't exactly what I expected, what do I do? That's a frightful moment, because they've never had that relationship with Christ and through Christ to the Father. And there's always going to be that straggling few that are lost forever. That 5-6%, that 9% that say, I'm loving this. I can connect to the internet. I can be whatever I want to be. Okay? enjoy being connected to the new internet 2.0, the human brain internet that ties you to the many things like a quantum system and CERN. Can't tell you where it's going to take you. Can't say it's going to be an enjoyable ride, but you made the choice. But right now we're in that window where people can still choose. But they have to awaken first. So let us be that light. Be the salt, be the spice of life that shakes things up. Don't be the same. Don't just sit on the side. Oh, I don't really want to say it. It makes me uncomfortable. This is now time to be salt. And we know what happens when you put too much salt on food. Yeah, you get a reaction. Sometimes we have to put too much salt on the food. Sometimes you got to shake things up to where they're, man, that was too salty, and they're grabbing for water to drink. Yes, that's right, water to drink. Because we need to give them that spiritual water right then to have them drink deeply from the fountain of life. And we need to be the light. Because in that darkness, they're going to be scrambling, wondering, what is going on? Where do I go? And we become the light that they can choose to follow. We're simply going to show them a path. You can't save what they don't want to, what doesn't want to be saved. But we have to show them the path, and we have to offer them that drink. And I think we'll be amazed at the miracle that is about to unfold. How many will seek to drink from the love of Christ's offerings and the pathway back to God. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Let us be the peacemakers. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the deep reflections and wisdoms that you pass on as to where we are in this world and the nature of fight that we face. Lord, in this fight, as we see so many drift, we ask that we can continue to be the salt and the light of the earth, to bring back the many to your fold, to awaken those who are still now walking in the gray or in the darkness, even those who have made the poor choice. Let us guide them back. Let us bring them back to your healing, to rediscover the true sense of health and healing, the mystery to be unfolded, that we have always been able and capable of healing anything that's done to this body and to this soul. That it is through you that all is possible, and that we are greater than we've ever imagined. And let us discover who we really are, the true nature of our being, the true strength of who we are in this world as your children, blessed and reborn through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. The greatest part of this war is yet to come. And it will be challenging and it will be glorious. It will be painful and it will be freeing. It will be the mix of things that we've never imagined. But the greatest part about all of it is it will always be centered on God and will be one through our faith, love, and trust in God with Christ in our heart and through Christ to the Father. Prayers up. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And as always, God will win. Let's be part of that victory. Have a very blessed Friday. I'll see you in the next show or until the next time. God bless. And out for now.
And embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Guiding past the fault lines, we're riding your head. Revival.